Dennis, Jack Nunley, and I did the very first high school sports radio show in Nashville. How about that? Put that. Mike Organ needs to put something in the paper about that. Dennis Harrison, he played, Vanderbilt, great. Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame, Eagles, first Super Bowl. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
Doing all right. You okay, man? You all right?
Yeah, I was in the midst of an indoor tennis lesson. Not
what?
For me. I was teaching it. I was teaching.
Wait
Let's
a minute.
Get that straight.
Hold on. You are teaching tennis?
Yeah. I've got one. That's one of the things I'm able to do.
Why are you surprised? Well, Dennis Harrison, man.
What's wrong with that? That's what I do, Pokey.
You teach tennis. Is that what you do, huh?
That's what we're doing this for about 3 weeks, yeah.
Okay, well, cool.
Hey, we're trying to get the sport to grow.
Well, good talking to you, Dennis. Appreciate it. What was going through your mind? You played in that very first Super Bowl, with the – what number was that?
Okay, yeah, when you say very first Super Bowl, that makes it sound like I was in Super Bowl I.
No, for the Eagles.
Super Bowl 15.
Super Bowl 15.
Super Bowl 15 against the Raiders.
And, of course, the three. What was going through your mind Sunday night when the Eagles finally won a Super Bowl?
I just knew that those guys were happy. I knew that waking up the next morning to get on the plane would have been difficult from celebrating. And for the city of Philadelphia, which has celebrated all the other sports championships, it was just great that football was able to get their parade coming up.
How tough is it watching that knowing you got so close?
Oh, it's tough, you know, because the thing is, everyone who's played and lost it and say, well, I got the Super Bowl, and it was great. But the chance to win it is just something special. I mean, it doesn't happen to everyone. Everyone doesn't get there. And then getting there and being able to win it, it's just another plus for you.
I guess, Dennis, you know, you get there in 1980 on that great Eagles team, and obviously it didn't turn out the way you like. What was the thought in the offseason? Like, yeah, we're going to be right back, and we're going to get right back in this game. But it's so difficult to get to that Super Bowl. Not many teams were able to. Not many guys were able to do that. What was the thought after that of trying to get back to the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, that was the thought. We thought that offensively and defensively, and even special team-wise, that we basically had the same people. We knew that, you know, even getting there, you get your target on your back. But we thought we were up to the challenge, and it just didn't happen again for whatever the reasons until, you know, years later. And, it's the same as these guys here. To be fortunate, like teams like New England, who's been there 8 times, or the best yet, how about the poor Bills who go there 4 times and they're 0-4? You know, so to get there is a great thing. You're the best in your conference, and you want to finish it off with a win. And when you look back on it and you don't do it, I mean, it is disappointing, but it's still great to get there.
What was the whole week like? I mean, now it's so magnified with the media day and all the everybody there. What was that like week for you guys leading up to that Super Bowl?
The media day is nothing like it was then. I mean, it just, you know, some guys came out and talked to you, or they talked to the stars, so-called. But the press conference is nothing like it is now. You know, so it's grown. Super Bowl grown. I think tickets were $100 in Super Bowl 15. There were $3,800 for this game. I mean, that's amazing. But it's the growth of the sport. And the league. I know people say that the viewing is down, but still, I still think football is the top sport.
Dennis Harrison with us, a member of the 1980 Super Bowl team, the Eagles, Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame member, Vanderbilt great, really one of the top athletes to ever come out of the state of Tennessee, quite frankly. And Dennis, you playing with Dick, you were coached by Dick Vermeil. Of course, he finally got his with the Rams against, you know, what team. But certainly, what do you remember about that team that stood out?
About my team or the Rams team?
No, your team.
The thing was that everyone's friends. Everyone that's played on that Super Bowl team, even if you don't keep good contact, you can call, hey, I'm coming in town. You go out for dinner. You may even stay with the person. And so we had that closeness there. And we just worked hard. We come up short the year before, losing to Tampa. And that left a bad feeling in our mouths. And I think that, you know, guys came to training camp earlier than they had to, which surprised a bunch of people. But we wanted to we wanted that year to be very special.
Well, I know that game, it started out pretty bad for you guys because Jaworski's first pass of the game was intercepted, and then before you know it, Oakland's on the board, and then from then on, it's kind of steamrolled for you guys.
That's the way to make me feel good about this interview.
Well, you played your butt off, but Jaworski with the interception there, it just happened.
I know Plunkett get MVP, but it should have been Martin. He got the three interceptions because that's 21 points that he stopped us from getting, and that's why I thought should have got MVP. But they played, we had beaten Oakland a couple of weeks earlier during the year. And difficult to beat good teams twice in a year. And,
yeah, I was seeing you guys beat them. You guys beat them 10-7 in the regular season, and then you go into the game thinking, "Oh, we got this." And how many times does that not end up being that way? Where we've played them in the regular season, the team you beat comes back and beats you in the Super Bowl or in the playoffs.
Well, we even knew then the 10-7. That's just one or two plays of somebody winning or losing. So we knew it'd be difficult. And like you said, those turnovers just didn't help. They just didn't help.
Dennis Harrison, whether you look at the team, obviously Jaworski, Wilbert Montgomery, Harold Carmichael.
I don't know why it's not in the Hall of Fame. Harold.
Yeah, Harold, exactly. The center on the team, we were talking about this, Guy Morris.
Guy Morris used to coach in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Guy's health is not doing very well, I heard, so I need to get back with him again. But, Guy Morris.
And up front with you, Carl Harrison, Claude Humphrey, of course, TSU and Hall of Famer, you, Herm Edwards. And this is the cool part of it, Bernard Wilson.
Bernard Wilson.
Your teammate at Vanderbilt. Think about this. That defense had two Commodores, Bernard Wilson and Dennis.
It was great. Bernard, after game, Kenny King had the record for the longest touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. And everybody thinks it was Bernard's fault, but between you and us and people listening, it was Herman's fault. But Kenny King.
That would be Herm Edwards, right?
Yeah. But every year, I found out from Bernard that Kenny King would call him and go, "I still got the record."
Oh, man. What did he tell him to call Herm?
He couldn't find Herm's number.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And something else that you kind of, that we don't talk about but should be, Claude Humphrey was on this team.
Claude Humphrey is, and this is going to sound cliche, but he epitomized football. I learned so much from Claude Humphrey in the years he was there. And the fact that I got to play with him, the fact that I got to go and see his induction into the Hall of Fame, I'm truly blessed on the football part from just that part, to grow under him and to get to know him, a great football player, which took too long to get in the Hall of Fame as well.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this, non-Super Bowl, were you on the team with the miracle at the Meadowlands?
Yes, that was Herm's big play.
That's right.
That was Herm's big play. We were there. Actually, they were going to run it out, and then a fight broke out. And so they decided to go ahead and run the ball, supposed to kneel down. And Zonka brought the play in because Joe Prasarjic told us that. He said, "Coach said run the dive, but just kneel it down, ready, break." And Joe said, "I'm not doing it," because if you watch the film, Zonka's not getting ready for the handoff. He's just stepping up, and it just hits him in the leg, bounces down, and bounces right, and goes right to Herm, and he flies in the end zone with it.
That's one of the
really
most
helped us get into the playoffs that year.
Yeah, it's one of the most iconic plays in the history of the NFL.
Oh, I think I think that one's right up there with all it's close to. I even think it's better than the American Meadowlands. I mean, the Miracle.
Music City,
Michigan Merrill.
Well, and where were you while that was going on?
I was on the film, running behind Herm with my hands up.
Oh,
Herm wasn't going to let him tackle him.
Hey, Dennis, go teach some more tennis. We love talking to you, buddy. Good catching up, man. Stay in touch.
You guys are wonderful. And I appreciate you taking the time to do this because there's a bunch of people and to seek me out to do it. I really do appreciate it. You'll have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Dennis Harrison.